Wisconsin will join the growing number of states with some version of a stay-in-place order for residents to help contain the spread of the novel coronavirus. Governor Tony Evers announced this morning via Twitter he would be ordering Wisconsinites to limit their travel outside the home to just emergencies and essentials. The full order is expected to come tomorrow. WPR's Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson joins us now. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob.
Well, the governor had a press conference earlier today where he offered some clarification. What do we know, first of all, about why he's made this order toward the end of last week? He said he was hoping to avoid something like this.
He said that after he talked to more health professionals that he didn't want to do something like this in the first place, but the more that he talked to them, he became convinced that this is the best way to slow the spread of the coronavirus. There are still too many people out there, out and about, in crowds, kind of not taking it seriously enough, and that this would be the next step for him.
I know there are still details we're watching for to be hammered out, but as of right now, Sean, what do we know about what this means?
I would say there's a lot of details that we do not know right now. Let's start with what we know will remain open for sure. And I think it's important to hear that grocery stores and pharmacies will remain open. And the governor said today that there will be many other businesses that will remain open. So this is not a complete shutter of the state of Wisconsin. There will be businesses that are deemed essential by the state that will be allowed to remain open. And, the Evers administration stressed, you don't need to go out today and rush to buy groceries because we're not shutting grocery stores. So that's kind of what we know as to which businesses are on that list of essential businesses that will remain open. That we're still waiting to find out. The governor says that that's still being worked out. It's going to be ordered tomorrow, but I don't know when the order will take effect. It's going to be released tomorrow, the governor says, but he didn't give any idea of what the timeline would be for when it would be in place.
Just to hammer that point home, grocery stores open today, they'll be open tomorrow, and under this order, they can stay open on Wednesday and beyond.
They will stay open. Yes, under this order, grocery stores will stay open. So you don't need to rush to the store today to get the last, food on the shelf, because grocery stores will be open under this order that is coming tomorrow.
Now, we had heard over the last week some legislative leaders on the Republican side of things praising Governor Evers for not doing a wider shutdown. Have we heard response from them so far today?
They were pretty critical of the governor today, yes. This is kind of the first time that we've seen Republican leaders and a lot of rank-and-file Republican lawmakers, too, criticizing the governor. I think it seems like their bigger issue with the governor, at least in their written statement, is that his announcement had created confusion. We know that the governor is going to be issuing, a stay-at-home order or a safer-at-home order. We don't know what that means. Speaker Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald, the Senate Majority Leader, said in a statement, quote, "The governor's executive order came as a surprise to the legislature." They said that it created, quote, "mass amounts of confusion." So that's where they're at on this right now.
We're talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson about Governor Evers announcing that he would start a safer at home order tomorrow, probably closing more businesses, though essential ones will stay open. Still waiting for details on what exactly it means tomorrow. Now, we had a call updating the status of the state's response to COVID-19. I want to listen to Governor Evers now speaking on that call about this decision.
This was not something I felt strongly that we needed to do, but since I communicate regularly with our great healthcare staff as well as other medical and healthcare professionals, they have significantly suggested to me that this is the best way to curb the virus, that we were not getting to the point where we wanted to be.
And that, Sean, points out something the governor's trying to do here, even if not much changes. It seems like he's using on Twitter and in these announcements, trying to have a little bit of a bully pulpit to get people to take this more seriously.
Yes, he is in, you know, the city of Milwaukee issued a similar order today. It's, you know, it will be superseded by the state order, but they kind of viewed it as a way to get the word out to people, the Milwaukee mayor did, as a way to get the word out to people that they need to take this more seriously. It is interesting that the governor issued this, you know, it's not the order, but announced that he would be issuing this order on his official Twitter account. So that was sort of the, I guess, the news of record there for a while. And really, in his prepared remarks today, they mirrored a lot of what he said on Twitter. And if you're looking for clues about what the governor wants to restrict here, he said, quote, "Unfortunately, that means no sleepovers, no playdates, no dinner parties with friends and neighbors. You can still get out and walk the dogs, limit your travel to essential needs like going to the doctor, groceries, medication. And if you go outside, stay 6 feet away from others and in shared spaces like parks, shelters, and visitor centers." So some hints there at what he's looking for. But again, looking for a lot of specifics, hopefully tomorrow.
And Sean, the Department of Health in the state, Health Services, has been keeping up on the numbers. What do we know about the scope of coronavirus here in the state, given that the numbers keep changing pretty much every time I say a number on the air?
I know, yeah. The numbers that are on the Department of Health Services website right now, which are where they point us to all the time, is that we have now had 5 deaths from COVID-19 in Wisconsin. There have been 416 positive tests and more than 7,000 negative tests. These are numbers as of today released by the Department of Health Services. So I think the thing that they're stressing, the thing you hear health officials stressing on the national level, is that people can have COVID-19 and not show symptoms and spread it in the community, and then more vulnerable populations can have more serious symptoms and they can catch it that way. So that's the message they stressed again today as they release these latest numbers.
We'll be talking to Dr. Patrick Remington, a public health expert here in the state, more about the impact of these kind of measures. Sean, in news from the legislature, I understand one state representative, David Bowen from Milwaukee, put out a release today saying he's tested positive for COVID-19. So we've been watching this at the national level, federal lawmakers. Now we're seeing it with at least one state lawmaker now.
Yeah, and it's interesting. David Bowen is 33 years old, and he said in his statement that he put out today, "Even if you're young and healthy, it's even more important that you heed the call to stay home, take care of your family, and not spread the virus to others who are vulnerable." He is our first example in state government. We also found out last week that Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, he was not a positive case of COVID-19, but he had gone into quarantine because he'd been in contact with somebody who had it.
And we heard last hour, Sean, when we were talking to a couple officials from the Department of Workforce Development, state lawmakers have introduced a bill requested by Governor Evers to shorten the waiting period for unemployment insurance. Are we seeing any other action from the, I guess, not really in session legislature right now?
You know, until this kind of dust up today between Evers and Republican leaders, they had been, you know, fairly complimentary of one another, and they had been meeting pretty regularly. And so, you know, that's the kind of place, those are the types of meetings where you can work out something that would be in a special session or an extraordinary session. And given the numbers of unemployment claims that we've seen in Wisconsin, you know, they may need to do more around that. That last week, there were 69,342 people who filed initial claims for unemployment insurance in Wisconsin. The same week last year, the number was about 5,000. So that's just staggering numbers. I think a lot of what the state lawmakers and the governor are going to have to do is see what Congress does with this, and then they may have to kind of fill in the gaps where there's areas where the state needs to step in.
Sean, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
You bet, Rob. Thank you.
That's WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. We talked to him today about Governor Evers' announcement that he's ordering Wisconsin residents to avoid unnecessary trips, stay at home as much as possible to contain the spread of the new coronavirus. Essential services and businesses will stay open, including things like grocery stores, obviously health centers, pharmacies, and more.